Good afternoon, friends. My name is Tony Miano. I am from Grace Community Church, member there of a church up in the San Fernando Valley, here to you to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that salvation is by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. There is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved. That name is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, God in human flesh, took on the form of human flesh 2,000 years ago when He was born of a virgin, just as the prophet Isaiah declared more than 700 years before His birth. As God in the flesh, He was perfect in thought, word, and deed. There was no sin in Him of any kind. He lived a perfect life for some 33 years that you and I, my friends, cannot live for 33 seconds. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death He did not deserve, to take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against Him. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. Unlike the myriad gods created in the imaginations of men, Jesus Christ is alive today. He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of you is the same thing He commands of me and all people everywhere, and that's that we repent, that we turn from our sin, that we turn from our love of self and our love of sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. All of God's promises are yes and amen. The same God who promises to punish the wicked is the same God who promises to save the same. But you must come to God on His terms, my friends. God does not negotiate with sinners. Sin is a violation of God's law. God's law was given to you. It's written on your heart.
The law of God, who was given to? By the hand of Moses, who were they given to?
They were initially given to the Jewish people.
They were given to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right. Now, are you a black Hebrew Israelite, too?
No, I'm not a
black Hebrew
Israelite at all.
Okay. What's your name, by the way?
Nigel.
I'm sorry?
Nigel.
Nigel, I'm Tony.
So you do agree that the laws of God were given to the children of Israel?
Right, but those laws are universal. Those commandments are universal. God has written those. I'm not going to argue with you about it, son. God has written His law on your heart. You know it's wrong to lie because you were created in the image of God, and you know that God is truth. You know that it's wrong to steal. You know it's wrong to harbor bitterness or resentment in your heart. You know it's wrong to hate another human being because you were created in the image of God. He did. Right. So what are you saying? What's your point?
No, I'm not.
What is your point?
You're out here preaching, and I have questions. First Peter 3 and 15.
Well, I'll talk to you as soon as I'm done preaching.
Wait.
I'll talk to you when I'm done preaching. Be patient.
The gospel.
I am. I'm about to.
Okay, so if I have a question, you're obligated to
be patient and wait. No, I'm not obligated to stop preaching God's word to talk to you, young man.
That's First Peter 3.
No, young man. No, young man. It is to...
I read it in the scripture.
First Peter 3:15 says, be ready to make a defense of anyone who asks you.
I'm asking you.
Of the hope that is in you,
yes,
with gentleness and respect.
Okay.
Right, I'm about to do that. So be respectful too as I read God's word.
I'm asking.
The Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through Him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone. You're a racist, sir.
I am.
The true light. No, he's not, sir. No, he's not. God is not a racist, sir. He says that every people from every tribe and nation and tongue.
When you go,
you're deceived, young man. You're deceived. You're deceived, young man. You're deceived.
When you go to Revelation,
you're a racist, young man.
I am. When you go to,
I know, and you're going to stand before God and give an account for that.
God is racist.
God sees racism as sin.
When you go into the Greek,
the true light which enlightens everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Just making sure you're not going to do anything. He came to his own, and his own people. You're not spiritual, sir.
I'm not carnal.
You are, sir. You're a child of the devil, sir. You're a child of Satan.
You're
a child of Satan, sir.
You can say that all day.
You need to repent and put your trust in Christ.
Repent of what?
You're a hater of human beings, sir. You're a hater of your fellow man.
God said this.
You're a hater of your.
You're not my fellow man. You're my
enemy.
Jacob and Esau were created as enemies.
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. God says, answer not a fool in his folly.
I'm not a fool. I can.
Sir, you are. You are, sir.
Who did God come to?
You are. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory. Glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, this was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me. And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you? He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he said, no. So they said to him, who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself? He said, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, then why are you baptizing, if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet? John answered them, I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie. These things took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.
Read the whole Bible.
The next day again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, what are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher. Where are you staying? He said to them, come and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, so you are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas. The next day, Jesus decided to go on to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit.
No, an Edomite.
Nathanael said to him, how do you know me? Jesus answered him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Chapter 2. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in the Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Now there were 6 stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. The Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple he found those who were selling oxen and sheep and pigeons, and the money changers sitting there. And making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and oxen. And he poured out the coins and the money changers and overturned the tables. And he told those who sold the pigeons, take these things away, do not make my Father's house a house of trade. His disciples remembered that it was written, zeal for your house would consume me. So the Jews said to him, what sign do you show us for doing these things? Jesus answered them, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 36 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people, and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
I have a question. What's the
that which is born of the flesh is flesh,
is the water
and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
What is the water the
do
spirit?
Not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit.
What is the Spirit?
Nicodemus said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered him, are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in me may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment: the light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Enon near Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized. For John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and the Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness. Look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him."
You're a hater of man. You hate your fellow man. And everyone who hates another human being is a murderer in God's eyes.
Never trust thine enemy. That's what the scripture says.
Twist not scripture unless you be like Satan, young man. Twist not scripture unless you be like Satan, young man. You need to repent and come to faith in Christ. God in the flesh.
You don't know who Christ is. That's not
Yeah, I know you don't know.
Christ means anointed. That's a Greek term.
Jesus Christ.
What was the Lord's name?
That's right.
What was the Lord's name in Hebrew?
Young man, you need to repent and come to faith in Christ.
What?
Your sin.
I haven't sinned.
You have sinned.
What
You're sinning now.
Show me the
hatred.
Law.
Hatred, young man.
The
word of God says if you hate another person.
Where that? Show me that. Show me that.
1 John 3:15. Go ahead and look it up, young man.
You're not my brother.
Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came, "No, he's not. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ perished on the cross to take upon himself the sins that I have committed. And by the blood through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone, I have been given the gift of salvation."
No, you haven't.
And I pray that this young man will be released from his demonic delusion and come to repentance and faith in Christ. Continuing in John chapter 3, verse 25.
You're the devil, man.
Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom, the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth, and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him."
I'm not worried about it.
Well, you're not Jewish, young man. You're not an Israelite, young man. You are not an Israelite. You're a member of a cult, young man.
What is the word cult?
You're a member of a cult. John chapter 4. Now when Jesus learned the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although There's no such
Lord
person.
Is going to destroy you.
Although Jesus himself did not baptize.
When you go to the Hebrew, the name
but
of
only
God,
his
Yahweh,
disciples. It's Yahweh.
No,
it is Yahweh, young man. He left Judea and departed again for Galilee.
And
you can't condemn me, young man. No man condemn me. You can't condemn me. You're not God. You're not the Lord.
Wait.
You can't condemn me. You cannot condemn me, young man.
I'll show you that in John the 21st chapter.
But Christ will be your judge for your blasphemy.
I'm good. I'm great.
Christ, you're not great, young man. You're not great.
Let me ask you this.
You're like everybody else.
Where's hell? Where's hell? Let me ask you that.
John chapter 4.
Let me ask you. Read the whole book of John.
I'm going to.
Read it.
Now when Jesus learned that the God's going to bless the reading of his word, some are going
to
hear and be encouraged. You don't know that. You're not omniscient, young man. You're not omniscient, young man. Satan tried to do the same thing to Jesus. He tried to twist the word of God in the wilderness. And all God did, all Jesus did, was come back to him with the word.
Devil, bro.
No, I'm not the devil, young man. I'm not. No, white people are not the devil, young man. White people are not the devil, young man.
You're condemned through the Spirit.
I am not condemned, young man.
You are
I am not condemned. I am not an Edomite.
Yes,
I am not condemned. You are not an Israelite. You stand condemned before God because you refuse to repent.
I'm not. Who are you? Who are you? What story
well, don't say to this gentleman over here that you're an Israelite. You are not an Israelite. He is not.
He's not a real
He is not.
Was Moses.
Young man. He wasn't black.
When you put it down,
he wasn't black. John chapter 4. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son, Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty. We'll have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband. For you have had five husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true."
You're the devil, Esau.
The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming. He was called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." Just then the disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The official said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, go, your son will live. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and he said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. The father knew that was the hour when Jesus had said to him, your son will live. And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now, I know you don't. You don't believe in the Bible. No, you don't believe in the Bible, young man. And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. John chapter 5. And this there was a feast, and then after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which has five roof colonnades. In these lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, do you want to be healed? The sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am going, another steps down before me. Jesus said to him, get up, take up your bed, and walk. And at once the man was healed, and he took up his bed and walked. Now that day was the Sabbath, so the Jews said to the man who had been healed, it is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed. But he answered them, the man who healed me, the man said to me, take up your bed and walk. They asked him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? Now the man who had been healed did not know what it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, and there was a crowd in the place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, see, you are well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had healed him. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, my Father is working until now, and I am working. This was why the Jews were seeking all more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making him equal with God. So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raised the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to whom he will. The Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father.
What color was he?
Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
You seek the will of your Father.
If I only bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Now that the testimony that I receive is from man,
what color was Adam?
Not that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. No, not at all, young man. I pity you. 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 The Word of God says, love your enemies. So I'm reading the Word of God. I'm reading the Word of God, hoping that God will bring you to your senses. I do, young man, I do. In spite of your hate, in spite of your deep hate for people and for God, I love you, young man. I love you.
And what? God hates you too.
God does not hate me.
Read Malachi the first.
God does not hate me, young man. And if you repent of your sin and put your trust in Christ, you too will know the love of God.
Jesus said, I repent and trust the white man.
You're a blasphemer, young man. You need to repent.
Is Jesus a white man?
Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live.
Nation shall rise against nation.
There's not going to be a race war, young man.
That's prophesied in the Bible. What are you talking about?
Sorry, young man.
What does it mean when nation shall rise against nation?
That doesn't say race will rise against race, young man.
What is ethnos? People of the same.
Young man, you need to repent of your racism. You need to love all people.
No, I don't.
You need to love all people, young man, regardless of the color of your skin.
You came and colonized.
You need to love all people, young man. I did not colonize this land, young man.
You did right.
Young man, I'm 50. I'm not 450 years old. I'm only 50. I haven't colonized anything. I'm only 50 years old.
Wait, you guys went
to repent of your racism,
you killed everybody.
Man.
You're in the
You're
Middle
just heaping up wrath for the day of wrath.
No reason.
Repent. Put your trust in Christ, young man. Put your trust in Christ.
Because I can't trust a white man. Is Christ the white man? I can't trust him.
Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good through the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
So the white man has to go then.
I can do nothing on my own. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. If I alone bear witness about myself, my testimony is not deemed true. There is another who bears witness about me, and I know that the testimony that he bears about me is true. You sent to John, and he has borne witness to the truth. Nor that the testimony that I receive is from man, but I say these things so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony that I have is greater than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to accomplish, the very works that I am doing, bear witness about me that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself borne witness about me. His voice you have never heard. His form you have never seen. And you do not have his word abiding in you. You do not have his word abiding in you, young man. So you do not believe the one whom he has sent. You don't believe in Jesus Christ, young man. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. You don't have life in the scriptures, young man. And it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life. You refuse to come to Christ that you may have life, young man. You refuse to come to Christ that you may have life. I do not receive glory from people, but I know that you do not have the love of God within you. Young man, you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive him. How can you believe when you receive glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one who accuses you, Moses, on whom you have set your hope. For if you believe Moses, you would believe me. Who he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?
You're the devil.
John chapter 6.
You're the devil.
I'm not the devil,
you
young man.
All that and you're still the devil.
I'm not the devil, young man.
You're still here.
You're hearing the word of God, young man, and my hope is that you'll come to repent and believe.
I'm not going to repent anything. You brought that word to Native Americans and you destroyed them.
That's not true.
You brought that word to the slaves.
That's a lie, young man.
You destroyed them.
You believe in a lie.
That's the truth.
You're believing a lie, young man.
Not the colonizers.
John chapter 6. After this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs that he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes, then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for he himself knew that what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a boy here with his 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are they for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, about 5,000 in number. Jesus then took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they said, "This is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world." Perceiving then that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, Jesus withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were frightened. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they were glad to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. On the next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the boat and went to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. Your hatred is sinful, young man. There's nothing perfect about you, young man. There's nothing perfect about you, young man. There's nothing perfect about me. There's nothing perfect about you. There's nothing perfect about your hatred. Your hatred is murder in God's eyes. And you will be punished for that unless you repent and put your trust in Christ. Are you perfect? Are you telling me you're perfect? You don't sin?
Wait.
You don't sin?
Wait.
Well, now who's stuttering?
Let's go to the
now who's
okay,
stuttering?
Let me read the scriptures.
When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Truly, I say to you, you are seeking me. Nigga, and you're a blasphemer too. Yeah, you just blaspheme God?
Damn.
You just blaspheme God.
God condemned. That's what it means. I condemned you.
Young man, you're a hypocrite.
You don't even know the word. Read Isaiah 50.
You created a religion to suit yourself.
No, I didn't.
You created a religion to suit yourself.
But you're still gonna
your God only exists in your sinful, perverted mind.
You're destroyed by nuclear fire. You ain't going to be. You saved your beard. But you
when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here?
Devil, man.
Jesus answered them.
The devil.
Truly, I say to you, you are seeking me, not because you saw signs, but because you are, because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him, God the Father has set his seal. Young man, you need to understand, I have no fear of man. I have no fear of you. I have no fear of you. Lord God says, do not fear man who can only destroy the body. Fear God who can destroy both body and soul and hell for him. So I have no fear of you. I have no fear of your racism. I have no fear of your hate. I only have pity for you.
Good,
I only have love for you.
I do,
young man. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to go to hell, young man. I don't want you to go to hell.
Where's hell? When you go into the Hebrew and the
then
Greek,
they said to him, what must we do to be doing the works of God? Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
Your false doctrine.
So they said,
your false
young man, I'm reading the word of God.
But you're not breaking it down.
I don't have to break it down for you, young man.
Wait.
There's power in the word.
You don't have any
power. There's power in the word, young man.
He has no power. You're losing your power.
That's right. You have no power, young man. You have no power. You're not omniscient. You're not omniscient, young man. You say, no. Nobody believes. You say nobody cares. You say nobody understands. All knowing, young man. You're not all knowing. No, you don't, young man. You're a blasphemer of the word of God.
According to what? According to what?
Jesus then said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst.
Amen.
God bless you, sir. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me. That I should lose nothing of all that he has given me. I'm not going to be your slave, young man. I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. I'll never be your slave, young man. I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. I will never be your slave. I will never be your slave. I will not be the slave of any man. Even if man were to enslave me, I would never be a slave because I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. Young man, you are so lost, young man. You are so lost.
Yes, are you an Israelite?
You're not an Israelite, young man. Yes, I've been grafted in by the blood of Christ. Yes, the word of God. The word of God declares yes. Yes and amen. No, you have not. No, you have not repented and put your faith in Christ.
Can I be grafted in?
Yes, if you repent and put your trust in Christ. If you repent and put your trust in Christ.
What do I have to repent from?
You sin.
What sin do I commit?
You're sinning. You've been sitting here for half hour.
What sin do I commit? Show me in the law.
Your hatred.
You said.
Hatred is murder.
Show me that.
The word of God says in 1 Peter 3:15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer.
That's not in Peter. That's not in Peter. You're not my brother. But that's in John, you idiot. But that's not in Peter.
And any man who calls a fool using it as a term of derision, Jesus says he's a crucifier of hell. You're a sinner, young man. You need to repent. You're like the rest of us.
According to what?
You're like the rest of us. You need Christ. Like the rest of us.
You're the devil, though.
So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him." Do you hear that, young man? No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. And my prayer for you is that Christ will draw you to himself. And I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your father ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." No one's hearing your prayers, young man. No one's hearing your prayers, young man. No one.
God, you're cursed, man. You're cursed.
God does not hear the prayers of the wicked, young man. God does not hear your prayers. God does not hear your prayers. Until you repent and put your trust in Christ.
I'm not listening to you. You're the devil. Why would I listen to the white man's God when the white man's God kills and destroys everybody?
You're a liar,
sir.
Am
I a liar?
Your father is the devil. Who is a liar?
Who's my father?
Your father is the devil.
Who is he? Where is he? Where's the devil at? Where is he?
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the Father ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing, "I'm already saved. Young man, I'm already saved."
From what?
I'm already saved. From my sin. From his wrath.
You haven't endured to the end.
When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "You're a liar, young man. You're a liar, young man." When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are still life, but there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to the Father, can come to me unless he is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is the devil?" He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. John chapter 7. I do hope you stay through all 21 chapters. I do. And I hope God softens your heart. I hope He takes your heart of stone and He gives you a heart of flesh. Young man, I'm only 50. I'm not 450 years old. I didn't colonize anything.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't enslave anybody. I'm 50. I'm 50. I was born in Pennsylvania. I've been here in California for 40 years.
How did you get Pennsylvania? How did your ancestors get control of Pennsylvania?
My ancestors didn't have control of Pennsylvania. They immigrated from Italy. See, young man, you're lying. Your lips are moving. You're lying. Your lips are moving, young man. That's how I know you're lying.
Come on, man. You can't.
Repent. Repent of violating the ninth commandment, young man. You're lying. You're lying, young man. You're bearing false witness, young man. You're bearing false witness, young man.
Wait.
You are.
Did not David lie to Saul and said he was going to go hunt?
And by God's grace, David was forgiven of his sins.
He didn't
did not rely on his word. Not like you, young man. He wasn't self-righteous.
What color was David?
He wasn't pharisaical. I don't know, neither do you.
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
I don't know, neither do you.
Black, but come
to you. Oh, young man, you're lying, young man.
Read it.
You're a liar, young man.
5 and 6.
John chapter 7, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. You can't handle it.
Young man, I'm here, young man. I'm here reading the word of God so that nice gentleman like this can hear the gospel.
Don't believe in the word of God.
You're a liar, young man.
You don't
believe. You're a liar.
You don't believe, because if you did, you wouldn't do what you did to the Native Americans.
I didn't do anything to the Native Americans.
Yes, you did. What do you mean?
I'm 50. I couldn't do anything to the Native Americans.
You can say that.
My ancestors were Italians. They didn't do anything to the Native Americans either.
Wait.
They didn't get here until the 20th century.
It's not Amerigo Vespucci, an Italian explorer, which America is named after?
We never met. We never met.
Come on, man.
John chapter 7.
Come on, man. You're guilty.
I'm not guilty, young man. I'm not guilty of the sins that you are accusing me of.
Did the firstborn in Egypt, did all they do something wrong? No, but they paid for it. Why? Because their nation did. And your nation, you're Edomite, you're going to pay.
I'm not, young man. You're not going to make me pay.
God is. I'm not.
No man's going to make me pay, young man. I'm not afraid of you. Not afraid of your racist judgment of me. Not afraid of you, young man. Not afraid. You're not an Israelite, young man. You're not an Israelite. You're a member of a cult who has confused you into thinking that you're an Israelite.
What am I?
You're not an Israelite.
Am I African American?
I don't know where. I don't know where you're from. I don't know where you're from. I don't know if you're African.
I don't know. You say I'm not an Israelite.
You're not an Israelite, young man. No, I didn't. I didn't, young man. You need to repent of your racism.
What am I? No, I don't.
You need to repent of your people. You need to repent.
A chosen people.
You need to repent.
That's racist. What are you talking about?
No, God is not racist, young man. You're a blasphemer.
What are you talking
repent
about?
Repent of hating people that don't look
about?
Like you.
What are you talking about?
Repent. Repent.
It has nothing to do. It's all
stop being. Stop acting like a victim.
I'm not acting like a victim.
You're acting like a victim, young man. Everybody has hurt you.
Victim.
Everybody has done something to you.
I'm waiting for the Lord to
you're complaining. Young man, the Lord's going
to
crush you like powder.
Okay, we'll see.
The Lord's going to crush you like powder. No, because I've turned from my sin and put my trust in Christ.
You say your beard. That's a sin.
It's not a sin, young man.
Read it in the law.
It's not a sin, young man. I'm not saved by the law. I'm not saved by the law of God.
Wait, what do you
I'm
say?
Saved by the grace of God, not by the law of God.
Okay, you're saved by grace, right? You're
what's
saved
that?
By the grace of Yahweh.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
You believe in a different God than you believe in Yahweh. You believe in Yahweh. Which one is it?
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee.
Saved by grace he and faith. How is
alone,
your faith
alone.
No, it's
yes,
what
young
did
man.
James say? I show you my faith.
Saved by the grace
word.
Of God alone through faith alone in Jesus
how
Christ
do you
alone.
Show your faith?
The word
how
of God says it is by grace
you
through faith.
Faith.
Faith. And that not of ourselves,
that
is a gift from God. Not as a result of works that no man may boast.
How do you show your faith?
By doing good works. By doing good works. But your good works don't save you, young man.
Of course.
You do good works
how do you show your
because
faith?
You're grateful.
How do you show your faith?
Through work.
Thank
you. Right.
Thank you.
But work does not save you. Your work doesn't save you, young man. You're lost, young man. You need to repent.
And I know you
need to repent, young man.
You eat lobster.
You need to repent. I'm allowed to.
No, you're not.
I'm allowed to, young man. The word of God says I can. The word of God says I can eat whatever I want.
You're a heathen. Laws were never given to your ancestors.
No. You're wrong, young man.
You can't do whatever.
John chapter 7. Let's try again.
I bet you like your steak rare, too.
No, I like my steak well done.
Oh wow. Oh, that's
after this, Jesus went about in Galilee.
That's amazing.
He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of booths. Try not to listen to him.
Your kingdom, America, this Western society.
He hates white people, just to let you know. That's what he said. Whoa.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We look.
Thank you.
What race are you, yet, sir? What race are you? Okay, well, you look as white as I am, young man. Oh, come on, sir. Why are you so filled with hate? Why are you so filled with hate? Why are you angry?
Everybody's waking up.
Why are you angry? Why? Why?
You
hate the word of God?
Everybody hates you, Esau. Everybody hates
you. You hate the word of God?
Hey, he says, God shall take up a problem against him.
Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ, young man. Turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ.
Everybody's waking up to the fact
you and him are alright. You and him are alright.
Hey, guess what? The whole world is going to hate you.
After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. He would not go about in Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of the booths was at hand. So his brothers said to him, Leave here and go to Judea, that your disciples also may see the works you are doing. For no one works in secret if he seeks to be known openly. If you do these things, show yourself to the world. For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, My time has not yet come, but your time is always here. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify about it, that its works are evil. You go up to the feast. I am not going up to the feast, for my time has not yet fully come. After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone up to the feast, then he also went up, not publicly, but in private. The Jews were looking for him at the feast and saying, Where is he? And there was much muttering about him among the people, while some said, He is a good man. Others said, No, he is leading the people astray. Yet for fear of the Jews, no one spoke openly of him. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied? So Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether am I speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The crowd answered, You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered them, I did one work, and you all marveled at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcised the man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. How are you, sir?
He is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who in love...
Yeah, I worked with Grace for about 4.5 years. Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Jonathan.
Jonathan, good to meet you. I'm going to continue reading in John. So if you could pray, or... Okay, thank you, brother. God bless you. Good to meet you. Thank you, Jonathan.
Proverbs against him and say, What was to him that increased of that which is not his? How long?
About the middle of the feast, up into the Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews therefore marveled, saying, How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied? So Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his he sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true. And in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keep the law. Why do you seek to kill me? The crowd answered, You have a demon. Why is seeking to kill? Who is seeking to kill you? Jesus answered them, I did one work, and you all marveled at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it is from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcised a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Well, you're not doing that, young man. You judge by appearances. You judge people by the color of their skin. You're a racist, sir. You don't judge by right judgment. You judge people by the color of their skin.
What's wrong with being racist? Why is there wrong with being racist? Yes, you feel guilty about it because you...
I don't feel guilty. I'm not racist.
Yes, you are.
I don't hate you.
You're a liar, man.
I don't hate you.
You're a liar, man.
My hope for you is that you will come to repentance and faith in Christ. I don't want you to go to hell. I want you to go to heaven. I don't hate you.
How many heavens are there according to
you? I have no ill feelings to you. I have no bitterness to you. I want nothing but God's best for you. But yet you're telling me that all white people are going to hell.
Edomites.
You're a liar, young man.
And I didn't say hell.
And the truth of God
Where's
is not
hell?
In you.
Where's hell? Where's hell?
Some of the people
Where's
of Jerusalem, hell? Therefore, said, yeah, Is not this the man
the
whom they seek to kill?
The
and here he is speaking openly,
Esau.
And they say nothing
the
to
devil,
him.
Esau.
Can it be
devil.
That the authorities really know
you're
that this is the Christ?
That's where you're going.
But we know where this man comes from. And when the Christ appears, no one will know where he comes from. So Jesus proclaimed as he taught in the temple, You know me and you know where I come from, but I have not come of my own accord. He who sent me is true, and him and him you do not know. I know him, for I come from him, and he sent me.
I know you're the devil. I know you're the devil.
So they were seeking to arrest him, but no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come.
I know you're the devil.
Yet many of the people believed in him.
You're a deceiver, man.
They said, when the Christ appears, will he do more signs than this man has done?
You're the devil.
The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering these things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent officers to arrest him.
How many people are with you?
Jesus then said, I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come. The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, you will seek me and you will not find me? And where I am, you cannot come. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
What is the word?
Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
What is the word Jesus
said? Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Remember your ancestors?
When they heard these words, some of the people said, this really is the prophet. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, is the Christ to come from Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David was?
What is the word Bethlehem mean?
So there was a division among the people over him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers then came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, why did you not bring him? The officers answered, no one ever spoke like this man. The Pharisees answered them, have you also been deceived? Have any of the authorities or the Pharisees believed in him? But the crowd that does not know the law is accursed. Nicodemus, who had gone to him before, and who was one of them, said to them, does our law judge a man without first giving him a hearing and learning what he does? They replied, are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. John chapter 8. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness about myself, my testimony is true. For I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true. For it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. They said to him, therefore, where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. Because the sun's hot.
Yeah, because you're the... Why don't you have melanin in your skin? I'm wondering.
Because this is the way God created me.
Why did God create me? All nations have melanin. At the beginning, all nations have melanin.
This is the way God created me.
For some reason, you were stripped of your...
I was created in the image of God. You were created in the image of God. This lovely lady was created in the image of God.
Because the image of God, the first people were all people of color. You were not around, of course. You're the seed of the serpent. Come on, man. Get out of here. You're the devil, man.
Yeah, well.
You're the devil, man. You know you're the devil.
No, I'm not, young man.
The whole world knows you. Everybody's waking up.
No.
You go to the Middle East,
no,
they know the white man's the devil.
No,
you go to Asia, they know the white man's the devil. You go to so-called Africa.
Where is your Father? Jesus answered, you know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. These words he spoke in the treasury as he taught in the temple, but no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. So he said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews answered, will he kill himself since he says, where I'm going, you cannot come? He said to them, you are, listen carefully, young man, this is you.
I know it's funny.
You are from below.
I know the Bible better than you.
I am from above. So does Satan. So does Satan, young man.
No, he doesn't.
Satan, he knows the Bible better than you too, young man.
No, he doesn't.
Even the demons believe and tremble.
Of course.
Just like you. He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You, young man, are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. I can. Only the Holy Spirit can.
What's the Holy Spirit? Can you prove me in the Bible what the Holy Spirit is? So then maybe I'll believe you.
No, you won't.
If you,
no, you won't,
me,
young
you
man.
Answer my question,
you're a blasphemer. No, you won't, young man.
What did I blaspheme? What did
no,
I say?
No, you won't, young
what
man.
What did I say against the Word of God? I believe in the Lord.
He did not understand that He had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. As He was saying these things, many believed in Him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered Him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. And that's you, young man, you're a slave to sin.
What sin have I committed?
The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
You say you believe.
I know that you are of the offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my words find no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You are doing works your father did. They said to him, we were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, even God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God, and I am He. I am here. I came not of my own accord, but He sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil, young man. And your will is to do your father's desire.
Read about Cain.
He was a murderer from the beginning.
Who was that? That was Cain, right? That's you.
He was a murderer from the beginning. That's you, young man, with your hatred.
Who have I murdered? Who have I murdered?
He was a murderer from the beginning.
The whole planet Earth.
And has nothing to do with
the
truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character. For he is a liar and a father of lies. If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of
God.
The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God, young man. You are not of God. The Jews answered him, are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon. But I honor my father, and you dishonor me.
Everybody hates you.
Yet I do not. Well, Jesus said men will hate me.
Wait, everybody
Jesus
hates the white
that.
Man. No. No, everybody hates you.
You know what? I can almost guarantee you that little girl standing on the corner does not hate white people. I can almost guarantee it, young man. And I'm sure her mother doesn't either.
The whole world hates you.
No, the whole world doesn't hate me, young man. The whole world hates Christ, young man.
Is anybody coming against you?
The whole world hates Christ.
That's true. Please don't film me, sir.
Oh, it's legal. It's perfectly legal. Like you were filming
me. White man's law or God's
law. Like you were filming me. Right?
But you didn't ask me to stop.
I don't mind.
You don't ask me. I mind.
Come away, young man.
You're the devil.
You want me to stop?
Yeah, if you could, I would appreciate that.
Okay, I will.
But you don't have to, though. You keep your defense.
So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. John chapter 9, see ya? Okay. As he passed by, he saw a man blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned? This man or his parents, that he weren't blind? Jesus answered, it was not that this man sinned, or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he sat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sense. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar were saying, is this not the man who used to sit and beg? Some said it is he, others said no, but he is like him. He kept saying, I am the man. So they said to him, then how were your eyes opened? He answered, the man called Jesus made mud and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to Siloam and wash. So I went and washed and received my sight. They said to him, where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the mud and opened his eyes. So the Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. And he said to them, he put mud on my eyes and I washed and I see. Some of the Pharisees said, yep, you're standing right here, young man. You are, young man. You're right, young man. You speak for your father, the devil. Some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath.
I know I'm not the devil.
Well,
you have a problem with it.
I don't. No, young man.
Yes, you are. You have a problem with it.
I don't. But others said, how can a man who is a sinner do such signs? And there was a division among them. So they said again to the blind man, what do you say about him since he has opened your eyes? He said he is a prophet. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age. He will speak for himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess Jesus to be Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though blind, now I see. They said to him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, He answered them, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples? And they reviled him, saying, you are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a blind man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, you were born in utter sin, and would you teach us? And they cast him out.
You can do nothing but preach that bullshit.
You're calling the word of God BS. You're calling the word of God BS.
Your doctrine is BS.
You're calling the word of God BS, young man.
I believe you.
Unless, no, you don't, young man. No, you don't. You don't believe the word of God. If you believe the word of God, you'd love me and you'd love Jesus Christ. You would love these people.
Did God love the devil? Does Jesus love the devil? Do the disciples love the devil?
There you go. Cursing again. Blaspheming God again.
What is the curse?
Blaspheming God again. Using God's name in vain, young man. Using God's name in vain, young man.
You don't know the meaning of
God. You're of your father, the devil. You are of your father, the devil, young man.
You can't break down religion.
Jesus heard that they cast him out, and having found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered, and who is he, sir, that I might believe in him? Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you. He said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment I came into this world, that those who do not see me may see, and those who see may become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him, like you, heard these things and said to him, are we also blind? Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. Now that you say that you see, your guilt remains, young man. No, you're not. No, you're not, young man. He won't hear you, young man. He won't hear you. He doesn't listen to the prayers of the wicked. Your prayers are an abomination to him, sir.
Give me the scripture.
John chapter 10.
Give me the scripture.
Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. So you're trying to get to heaven by another way, young man. You're a thief and a robber, according to Jesus Christ. You're a thief and a robber, young man.
How many heavens are there according to the Bible?
But he who enters by the door, Jesus Christ, is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hears his voice. You're not one of the sheep.
We got 11 more chapters.
The sheep hears his voice, young man, but you're not one of the sheep. And it's not you, young man. The sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name. Yes, I am among God's sheep. Yes, I am.
You're not an Israelite.
I am, young man.
You're the devil.
No, young man, you're a liar.
Yeah, you are the sheep.
You're a liar.
The white man with the long
sheep
hair.
No, you're a liar, young man. You're a liar, young man. I don't believe in that Jesus. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
What Jesus do you believe in?
Jesus is the Word of God. The Jesus you don't know.
What color was he? What color was he according to the Bible? What color was he?
The sheep hears his voice and he calls his own sheep.
No,
I answer you when I want to answer you.
No, you're supposed to answer when a man asks you a question.
No, that's not true. That's not what it means, young man. Not what it means. The sheep hears his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers.
That's why you have no fruit.
This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep do not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes in only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He is a hired hand and not a shepherd. Yeah.
You would?
Sure.
You would?
Yes, I would.
You would lay down your life for me?
Yes.
You would? So let me hop in front of a bus and you hop in front right now. Will you do that? Will you do that? Because I want to see you die right now. Will you do that? Will you do that, Esau? Will you do that?
I love you, young man.
I'll hop in front of this Greek church.
I love you, young man.
You
won't do that.
You don't love me.
You're all talk, young man. You're all talk.
And then you push me out of the way and
you're all talk, young man. No, you want me to die?
Yes, I do.
Because you're
a lady. You're here. You believe you love me, right?
I'm a hypocrite. No, young man. You are.
I would never lay down like you.
I know, because you're filled with hate. You know not God. You know not his Christ. I know. I know.
I'm justified.
And my heart breaks for you. No, you're not justified.
No,
you're justified in your own sinful mind. You're justified. You're not God, young man. Your hatred is not perfect, young man. Your hatred is not holy. You're corrupt. You're corrupt, young man.
The King David hates.
You have your father the devil and you need to repent.
The man after God's heart.
I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. The charge I have received from my Father. Listen not to him. He's a racist young man who hates people, hates God.
Unlike you so-called white people, I can happily admit it. I am racist.
There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said, yeah, I just want to make sure they understand we're not together.
We're not. I'm condemning you through the Spirit.
You can't condemn me.
You are. You
have no spirit in you, but the spirit of the devil.
Who's the devil? Who's the devil? Who's the devil?
There was again a division among the Jews because of these words. Many of them said he has a demon and is insane. Why listen to him? Others said, these are not the words of one who is opposed by a demon.
22 or 21.
You don't know that? I thought you knew everything. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
I know that.
At the time the Feast of Dedication took place at Jerusalem, it was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple.
I know you're the devil.
In the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. I'm in no hurry. The works that I... Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. That's why you don't believe them.
I don't believe in the doctrine.
That's why you don't believe them. I'm simply reading the Word of God.
That's not the Word.
I'm reading the Word of God.
That's not the Word. That's your blasphemy.
No, you're a liar, young man.
What color is Jesus?
You're a liar, young man. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one.
Isn't this the same word that the Native American...
You know, young man, I don't understand why you keep complaining about the colonization of America when you're standing here in L.A. benefiting from it.
How am I benefiting?
What a hypocrite. What a hypocrite. If you don't like the colonization of America, leave America. What a hypocrite.
Let me ask you this, Esau. Let me ask you this. How am I...
You're a hypocrite, young man.
How are my ancestors brought over here?
You were brought over here. Were you born here?
How were my
were you born here?
How were my ancestors?
Were you born here, young man?
How were my ancestors?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, young man. That's what I thought, young man.
That's why you're going to pay. That's why the Lord is going
to pay. You were born here, young man. You're reaping the benefit of being an American citizen like everybody else.
You're at the top. You guys are living delicious.
I'm at the top?
Yeah, your whole nation. As a
standing
nation.
On a,
just like in Egypt.
Standing on a
just
bench
like
in the corner of Hill
just like,
and
Six. Just like in ancient
I'm at the
Egypt.
Top.
Just like in ancient Egypt. You had Pharaoh, then you had the lower Egyptians.
No, yeah, man. The more you tell yourself a lie, it becomes true.
Whatever. You can say that all day, Esau. You believe in a lie.
He went away again, crossing across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true. And many believed in him there.
How
are you, sir?
The Lord is going to destroy you, man.
John chapter 11.
The Lord is going to destroy your whole nation.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with anointment and wiped his feet with her hair. His brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Yes, it is, sir, the word of God. Amen. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you. And are you going there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in a day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him. So Thomas called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world. Dear people, did you hear that passage? Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. But friend, the word of God says that it is appointed once for a person to die, and after that, the judgment. We are all part of the ultimate statistic, my friend. 10 out of 10 people die. It's not a scare tactic. It's a reality of the world we live in. And my friends, when we die, we're going to stand before God. We're going to stand before Jesus Christ the Lord to give an account for our lives. And he's going to judge each of us according to the law that he has written on our hearts. My friends, you are created in the image of God. And as an image bearer of God, you know it's wrong to lie. For God is truth. You were born, you were created in the image of God.
And as an image bearer of God, you know that it's wrong to lie, to steal, to harbor bitterness and resentment in your heart, to hate other human beings like this lost young man does, because you know that God is love. You know it's wrong because you were born and created in the image of God. You know it's wrong to take the name of the Lord your God in vain because you know that God is holy. You know it's wrong to engage in any form of sexual immorality, my friends, whether heterosexual or homosexual, because you were created in the image of God. Because you were created in the image of God. And as an image bearer of God, you know that God is faithful. That's why the Word of God is true when it says that we are all without excuse. None of us will be able to stand before God and claim either innocence or ignorance of violating His law. None of us, my friends. And this God, and there is only one, this God who is angry with the wicked every day, this God whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, this God who will judge the world in righteousness, must punish sin because He is holy, because He is good. And the punishment that God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. I don't want that for anybody. I don't want anybody to perish in their sin because I love you as my fellow human being. I don't want anybody to die in their sin. And my friends, this same God who will judge the wicked is the same God who promises to save the same. This same God is loving and merciful and gracious and kind. And He showed His great love for mankind when He sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. He was born of a virgin, just as the prophet declared, more than 700 years before His birth. He lived a perfect life in thought, word, and deed for some 33 years, my friends, that you and I could not live for 33 seconds. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death He did not deserve. God bless you. He died a horrific, bloody death He did not deserve to take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. And in 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. Yes, it was the Jewish people who demanded His death. Yes, it was the Roman people who carried out the act.
Romans are the white men.
But it pleased God the Father to crush God the Son under the full weight and fury of His just wrath against sin. Why? For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life, my friend. What God commands of you is the same thing He commands of me. This man who hates God and people, same thing He commands of all people everywhere, and that's that we repent, that we turn from our sin. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. What God commands of you is that you turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. He will take a heart of stone, even as hard as this man, and give you a heart of flesh. You will begin to love the things that God loves, and you will begin to hate the things that God hates.
You're a dumb idiot, man. You're a real idiot. You do not know the Bible.
My friend, maybe you've heard in the church that if you say a prayer and ask Jesus in your heart, God's going to give you your best life now. That's a lie. That's a lie, my friend. That's a lie. Oh, no, young man. Go to TBN and see the color of the skin of most of the preachers, young man. For crying out loud. Stop being so racist.
I'm racist. I admit it.
My friend, turn from your sin. Humble yourself before God. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and on the last day He will lift you up. He can change the hardest of hearts. I once hated human beings almost as much as this man does.
You still hate black people.
But God changed my heart.
Latinos, you still hate black people. You do.
God changed my heart, not because I'm good, not because I'm religious. Going to church on Sunday and living like hell Monday through Saturday does not make you right with God. It simply makes you a hypocrite.
Like you.
Turn from your sin.
Like you.
By faith and by faith alone, receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time. See, the promise of God is not your best life now. The promise of God is not that your marriage will be better and that your kids will get off drugs and that you'll get off the streets. That's not the promise of God. The promise of God is an eternal hope, secured in heaven by Him.
You die and go to heaven, you float in the sky forever, right? Come on, man. You're ridiculous.
No, young man, you're lost. You're lost, young man. Turn from your sin, young man.
Why would I listen to the white man? You've been lying.
Turn from your sin, young man. Turn from your sin.
Why would I have to listen to the white man? You've been lying.
God can even forgive your hate. God can forgive your hate.
He doesn't ask you. I hate. He hates Esau. He hates Edomites. That's written in the Bible. That's in Matthew.
Please, do not be like this young man. Do not harden your heart.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like this young man. If you hear his voice today, do not harden your heart. Please, turn from your sin. And by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time.
Don't be like me. Be like the white man. Be a homosexual, a pedophile, a murderer, a robber, a stealer. Be like you, a thief. You loot everybody's country. Be like you. That's what tell them to be like you. Follow you. Be like you. Wear a suit and tie and preach falsehood. You done? Esau? Oh, man, the wicked
food
with no man pursuit.
Oh, I'm not running, man.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not running.
I'll stand here till I die. That's how much I believe in the Lord.
No, that's how much you hate the Lord.
I hate you.
That's how much you hate the Lord, young man.
I hate you.
You'll stand here and blaspheme Christ all day and all night. You'll go without food and without water because the love of God is not in you, young man. The love of God is not in you, young man.
I got you out of your home. No,
I did what I came to do. I did what I came to do. I preached the gospel.
You're not even a man of your word. Just like you broke every treaty with the Native Americans.
Oh, young man. I never signed a treaty. I never signed a treaty. No.
What do you put on the application? White. Caucasian. Come on.
What do you put? Israelite?
Yep.
No, you don't. You're a liar, young man.
Sure
no, you don't.
Hebrew,
no, you don't, young man.
You
no, you don't.
I know what I do.
No, you don't.
I know what I do. Come on, man. You're a clown, man. Get out of here. I'm getting you out of your own fucking.
No, you're not getting me out of here, man.
The Lord is going to destroy you.
No.
You can say no to the cows. Come on.
I can.
You're still going to be destroyed.
I can't because I have the truth of God's word.
No, you don't because you know you're an Edomite. You know. Is America going to be destroyed? Is America going to be destroyed by nuclear fire? What's Babylon the Great? Break down Daniel 7. Break
America
down
is not in the Bible, young man. America is not in the Bible. You believe in false prophets, young man. You believe in false prophets and other haters like yourself. You found a way to justify your sin. You found a way to justify your sin. You found a way to justify your sins. No. Only before Christ. Never before you, young man. No. No, you won't, young man. Not unless you vote.
But the white man will.
No, won't matter. The color of my skin doesn't matter.
Right, but you're Edomite.
No, young man.
It's like Lenny Kravitz.
You're lost.
He's a so-called
you're lost.
Man, but he's an Edomite.
You're lost, young man.
Kingdom is done, Esau.
You're lost.
The whole world is waking up to who the devil is, man. Get ready for the race.
And may God open your eyes.
Get ready for
may God open your eyes, young man. I'm not leaving.
Okay, good. You're the devil, man.
No.
You're the devil, man. You're the devil. You're an Edomite. You're the seed of Esau. You're the seed of Satan. You're the seed of Cain. The Lord's going to destroy you and your nation.
No, young man. You're wrong, young man.
You polluted the ozone layer. You raped, robbed, and murdered every country. You polluted the minds of the people with democracy, with homosexuality.
What have you done for the world? What have you done for the world?
The word and truth is
oh, where? You haven't said anything true yet.
I have. Okay. But you said America's not. So America, this kingdom is going to.
America is not in the Bible, young man. It's nowhere in the Bible.
Was the Roman Empire in the Bible?
I believe America is going to be destroyed, but not because it says in the Bible.
Was the Roman Empire in the Bible? Was the Medo-Persian? All great kingdoms are in the Bible, you idiot.
Well,
that's prophecy, you dummy.
USA is not in the Bible,
it's called Babylon. You're stupid. That's why
there is actually a place called Babylon, young man.
That's modern day Iraq.
You need to leave all of the false prophets you believe, young man.
It's good. That's why you're so
whoever taught you to be so racist and so hateful.
I'm racist.
You need to turn away from them, young man.
I have no problem admitting I'm racist. And guess what? The whole world is waking up to you. The whole world is starting to hate you.
No, young man.
Your economy is collapsing.
Sir?
Do
you hate me?
This is how the serpent came to Eve.
Do you hate me, sir? I don't hate you either. I don't hate you either, sir.
Don't hate him.
I don't hate you either.
And you're an Israelite. You're one of God's servant people. You believe in the devil, and you got to pay for it. Well, you'll be in the kingdom, no way. You're going down.
No. See,
That man understands.
Yeah, he understands.
That man understands. That man understands. That man understands.
He doesn't even know who he is. He doesn't know his nationality. He doesn't know why he can't go through one scripture. He knows. You're such an idiot, man. You're the devil.
You want a cup of coffee?
No, don't offer me. No? I don't want anything so you might be poisoned.
Huh? No. We'll let Starbucks pour it. I'm going to pour it. You want some coffee? No? All right.
I'll have coffee with you.
No. Why? There is no debate.
Okay.
There is no debate.
Paul said be a defense of the gospel. The scripture
I did that. I did that for a couple of hours. I did that for a couple hours, young man. I did that for a couple hours.
Get out of here, man.
Come here often? Come to this corner often?
I'll preach every Saturday.
Okay, you come down to this corner often?
Well, yeah, where are you next time you come here?
I don't know. Okay. All right, well, you'll hear me. I don't know. I don't know when. I don't know.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I'm not sure.
Monday?
I'm not sure.
Where else do you preach at? Where do you preach at? What's the use for July, man? You're the devil, man. And I'm just letting you know,
yeah,
the judgment is coming.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know.
I know, and he's going to crush you like powder unless you repent.
And
yeah?
How can I repent? Tell me.
You heard.
Do I
you heard?
Follow you?
You heard.
Do I follow your word?
No, don't follow me.
Why can't I follow your word?
No.
So, I'm
don't
let
follow
me ask
me.
You this. Let me ask you this.
No, I'm not answering any of your questions.
Why not?
Because I've been taught in Scripture not to cast my pearls before swine.
But
and you've
an
you've blasphemed God. You've blasphemed God. And so no, I'm not speaking to you anymore.
Are you going
to
be saved?
I'm not speaking to you anymore.
Are you going to be saved? Do you really honestly believe you're going to be saved? What's so funny is when Americans swore they're just going to die right along with all the rest, have no salvation. The Lord says, "Come to save His elect. Who are the elect? The chosen are the nation of Israel. Their kingdom is going to be established forever on the earth." Man. Come on, man. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Idiot. This is the same thing, man. You have no spirit. You think King David would have just got up and left? You think Samuel the prophet would have got up and left? You think Moses, you think the Lord would have got up and left? The Lord spoke boldly for what He believed in front of everybody. He didn't care. You wouldn't die for the Word of God. You don't have the faith, man. You wouldn't die for the Word. You shave your beard. The Lord never put a razor to His face. Come on, man. Get out of here with that, man. You eat shrimp. You eat pork. You say you follow the Lord, but you eat all that.
Yep. And you every bit of it.
Huh? Every bit. Yep. Exactly. Beautiful. Year.
Ham at Christmas. Ham at Easter.
You saw that Christmas?
Oh, you better do.
But
you
in
bet.
Jeremiah 10, it tells you not to.
No, that's a lie, young man. Why? I don't worship the tree, young man. I don't worship the tree, young man.
Yeah, you do.
You don't know Scripture.
You worship a pagan.
No,
husband.
Young man. No, young man.
Man. Hey, that's beautiful that you said you celebrate Christmas.
I do.
That just confirms your destruction.
No, it doesn't, young man. You're not my judge. You're not my judge. You're not going to be my slave owner.
15. The spiritual man judgeth all things.
No, you're not spiritual, young man. You're,
yeah,
no, you're corrupt.
Everything I said is according to the Word.
No, it's not. You have not spoken anything according to the Word of God.
You believe in Christianity.
You've spoken nothing according to the Word of God.
Christianity, a false religion, just like Islam, just like all these religions that came from the Roman Catholic Church. Judaism, all these false religions.
And black Hebrew Israelites, what you worship. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
A black Hebrew.
Yeah,
that's
go.
The word that your devils put on.
No.
All the Israelites were people to come.
No,
you go
young
back
man.
To the ancient world. All
young man, you're a member of a cult. You're a member of a cult. And your mind has been twisted by false prophets. I know.
But guess what?
I just want you to come to faith in Christ. I just want you to come to faith in Christ.
You have no salvation.
My salvation is in Christ.
You don't have to.
My salvation is in Christ.
That's the white guy with the long hair. Is that the white guy that...
I have no idea what he looks like.
It's in the Bible.
I have no idea what he looks like.
10? Have you read Revelation? Obviously you haven't. Of course you do.
No, young man.
You believe in the white Jesus. Cesare Borgia. Come on, man. Go do your research on that image.
Jesus was from the Middle East, young man.
Of course. That's where all life started. Have you read Genesis, the first chapter and the second chapter?
Yeah, I probably have a couple of times.
Tribulation comes from Africa. That's another lie. The so-called white man pushes on the whole world. Come on, man.
You're lost, young man. I pity you.
You came from the Middle East. You're,
I pity you.
You came from Mount Sinai. You don't pity me.
I do.
You
I do pity
me,
you. I don't hate you.
Unlike you.
I don't hate
I
you, young
hate
man.
It. I admit that.
There was a day I would have hated you.
I hate
yeah.
You. I hate
25, 26
I hate
years
you.
Ago.
All my
I would have hated you with a passion.
Being,
but I don't
fathers,
hate you. I don't.
I hate you.
I don't. I pity you.
You don't hate me now.
I do hope to see
you
in heaven one day.
25 years ago, you would have hated me.
Yeah, I would have because I was lost.
You had the ability.
Because I was lost.
You just
spirit.
So I didn't know Christ.
The rulership mentality of the...
Wait. I didn't know Christ. I didn't know Christ.
But did the slave owners, did they know Christ? Did the colonizers, did they know Christ? Because they said they believed in it. And then they killed and murdered. That's the thing, Doctor.
You've killed and murdered so many times today, young man.
Me? Who? What is
me?
Murder?
You killed and murdered me? Hate.
I did?
Hate.
I did.
Hate is murder, young man.
I can't. David hated. King David hated. Did King David hate?
You're ignoring what Jesus said.
King David hate?
You're ignoring what John said, young man.
You're not my brother. You're not my brother. What are you talking about? You are not my brother. You're not of the children of my people. The laws were given to Israel. You're not my brother, man.
You're not an Israelite, young man.
You're the devil. You can say that.
You're not. You're neither a natural Israelite or a spiritual Israelite. You're neither. You're neither, young man. You're neither.
Come on, Esau. Come on, Esau. You're the devil, man. You know that, Esau? You're the devil. You're the devil. You're the devil. You know you're the devil. The Lord's going to destroy you, Esau. The Lord's going to destroy America, man. Get ready for that, Esau. Are you ready for that? Sir? You don't want to answer that, man. The Lord's going to destroy you, man. The Lord's going to destroy all of you, according to the Holy Bible. Did you know that, Esau? Did you know that, Esau? You're the devil, man. You're ready for destruction of America. You're ready. Why, Esau?